Stay tuned for a contrarian view on Google. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech. This is the week many of us downloaded our Facebook and Google data because, well, we could. I was one of them, and while Facebook's was rather eye-opening, I mean, why are they keeping addresses and phone numbers of my friends? Google's data dump wasn't as scary. The list included everything from the mundane, like a voice request on Google Home to solve 6 times 1250. It told me that I listened to Prince on Google Play last week, watched a James Corden clip on YouTube, and noted every Google search made both publicly and anonymously in incognito mode. This despite Google telling users that searching in incognito mode means that Google won't save your browsing history, cookies, and site data and information entered in forms. Well, that's weird and bothersome, but I can live with it because I need Google in my life. In exchange for Google reminding me about upcoming trips, showing me my boarding passes, and even creating itineraries for me without asking, Google does track my every move, and I'm okay with that. Google tracks more of our lives than Facebook, as more people use Google for many other parts of their days, including email, calendar, web browsing, and the Android mobile operating system, which has an 85% market share of smartphones, according to Market Tracker IDC. And don't get us started on Google Maps and Waze. Could you imagine life without it? Not me. They are an extension of us in the modern age. So by snooping through my email and tracking my searches, Google has enhanced my life for the better. I'm not about to go cold turkey on Google. I'm not about to delete Google. I'm not about to go one day without Google. And I doubt any Talking Tech listener would either. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. What are your thoughts? Let's chat about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. Thank you.